Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Ghost Target by Will Jordan, narrated by Sam Devereaux. Prologue. Forward Operating Base Chapman, Afghanistan, 30th of December 2009. It was a cold December afternoon in Khost Province, the low winter sun already slanting down towards the clouds gathering on the western horizon. The small group of CIA intelligence operatives who had congregated in the center of the lonely outpost pulled their jackets a little tighter as a chill wind whipped in from the desolate mountains to the north. Intelligence analyst Abigail Page could think of about 1,000 other places she would rather be at that moment, most of which involved tropical beaches and umbrella drinks, but she gave no thought to returning indoors. Not now. The events that were about to play out here in this isolated base at the edge of civilization could well change the course of the war on terror forever. Here, today, they were about to make history. Her radio earpiece crackled as a transmission sounded over the secure comms net.
Checkpoint Bravo. Principal is confirmed. He's coming through.
Page watched as the barrier at the base's inner security checkpoint was raised, and a beaten-up red station wagon trundled beneath, threading its way through the concrete chicanes. She could feel her heart stepping up a gear as the vehicle slowly approached the waiting group. Two men were just visible through the dust-covered windshield. The driver was an Afghan man named Argawan, who served as the chief of external security for Camp Chapman. He was the only local they trusted to make such a dangerous trip all the way from the Pakistan border, with a high-profile asset on board. His passenger was the one they had gathered here to receive, a 32-year-old doctor from Jordan. Hamam al-Balawi had been a vocal al-Qaeda supporter until the Jordanian intelligence service caught up with him and turned him about a year ago. Their offer had been simple enough. Become a double agent for the CIA, or we'll throw you and your entire family in jail for the rest of your lives. Needless to say, al-Balawi had accepted. Since then, he'd been feeding the Jordanians and the agency a steady stream of actionable intel, resulting in a number of confirmed al-Qaeda kills through drone strikes and targeted assaults. He'd earned his stripes, but such minor victories were of little consequence compared with what he now claimed to have for them. The location of Ayman al-Zawahiri, the second most powerful commander in al-Qaeda, and Osama bin Laden's right-hand man.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?